are learning how to podcast.
Talking about podcasting.
Talking about podcasting and all of the various methods
of organic audio capturing that could be considered a podcast, like what we're doing with Audio Boo.
Audio Boo is great for anything that is organic and kind of spontaneous.
It is.
But if we're going to want to start actually publishing this as a podcast.
We're publishing it in an RSS feed as we are now.
Yes, we are.
We need a good microphone.
We want to put it in iTunes, though. We probably are going to want to start using some hardware and software to actually produce a podcast in the traditional sense.
Understood. Well, I've been podcasting for
a while.
4.5 years?
Yeah, a long time. What are your podcasts?
I started out with The Dork and Diva.
I like that show. You guys are funny.
The dork dumped me because I was more popular than him. And then I decided a few months later I would start a podcast with my two BFFs called The Broadcast.
Broad, like as in?
The-broad-cast.com. And that one went until February of this year, so we actually just passed the third birthday of that show.
Wow.
We haven't done a show yet. The next show will actually be the end of the show, and we're going to be converting it to digitallydating.com.
Oh, cool.
And then I have The Beat Chicks with Miss Hope Curry over here, which will be actually taking our second life and on the digital road, so to speak.
Yes.
Looking for new artists who are using new media and social networking and
that sounds like fun.
Out there doing the legwork and getting their shit out and we're loving it up. So then
I like someone who just had me check them out.
So we'll see. Yeah. And I'm a podcast virgin.
Yeah.
I've not so much of it has ever been on. I can thank the Diva and Hope Clary for popping my podcasting cherry. I guess that kind of is appropriate considering the conversation we started with when we talked about pictures of penises and boobs. So popping the podcaster's cherry. Although I do have to say that I had a previous conversation with another podcaster that we all know, Gavin.
Yes.
Charm City Gavin. When he and Rob Blatt were recording their podcast, Put It In Your Ears, I happened to just accidentally see Gavin online and IM'd him, and he told me they were recording, and I made a comment about I needed to have somebody pop my podcasting cherry.
Nice.
And part of that rest of that conversation actually ended up on their episode 69, which is a great episode for me to have been on. I like that I was on their episode 69. But I guess I have to say that you know, you guys popped my cherry, but
yay.
Gavin and Rob Blatt knew about it before that someday it would happen and it would be special and meaningful. Wait, what am I saying? Better than saying it's painful.
That's
it's not painful. I'm actually enjoying
it. I hope we're not making it painful.
No. I enjoyed last week a lot, and I felt more comfortable than I thought I would on being recorded.
Yeah. Our chairs aren't very comfortable, though. How do I know when people are watching me? Oh, I haven't started.
I'm on eBay here looking for an audio recorder.
Okay, there is a recording
and there are
device
all these spy drives that come up.
We don't want that. We want a little handheld microphone, and it's got a digital interface. It's got buttons.
I know,
on
but
it.
I've never looked.
And you can
this
put one of those.
Cool.
You can put one of those spit guard thingies on it, the spongies.
Uh huh.
And we need one of those. So if you could go ahead and hook that up.
Okay.
We will be in
awesome
podcasting business.
And any kind of advice, any other podcasters who have their personal, you know, favorites when it comes to hardware, they should let us know. You never know. I can always learn something, that's for sure. This is a learning experience.
Okay, so I have a bunch here.
Okay.
Choices. We have 55,186 results on the word microphone.
We have a lot to choose from.
Yeah, so we're going to need to sort a little.
And I think they need a better mic for my computer at home for when we're recording.
Oh, I can pick a Ustream co-host.
We're on Ustream right now, the SMS party.
I'm a Ustream virgin as far as the recording aspect goes.
This is all about virginity.
Oh, I'm taking.